This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. President Trump is observing the day with a morning of moment of silence, that is, at the White House before attending a ceremony at the Pentagon for families of those killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists flew a hijacked plane into the building. In New York, hundreds of survivors and family members of those killed are gathering at Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood before two Al-Qaeda hijacked commercial flights brought them down. Vice President Mike Pence is due to attend ceremonies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, near where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed after passengers took control from the terrorists who had hijacked the plane. 19 men linked to Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. Britain is getting set for a general election, likely to be held in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union deepens. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended the British Parliament Tuesday, just weeks before the country is due to crash out of the European Union, Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th and before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That was Chris Dignam reporting. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level CIA spy out of Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
The New York Times, CNN, and others have reported that a former top Russian official and spy was spirited to the U.S. amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russian interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
"Suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong."
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered and orchestrated the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA blasted CNN's report as misguided speculation for citing an unnamed source saying the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Health officials across the United States are urging people to stop vaping until there are answers about hundreds of cases of lung injuries. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Federal health officials are linking about half a dozen deaths and 450 cases of lung injury with the use of vaping devices. Houston's health authority Dr. David Purse says they've had several teens hospitalized.
It needs to be thought of as an injury to the lungs caused by something in the vaping. It is not an infection. It does not respond to antibiotics.
He says this is something new, and it's serious.
Parents, you need to look out for your kids, find out what they're doing, educate them that this is dangerous.
Researchers are looking for the cause and, in the meantime, urging prevention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Income for the median U.S. household has matched its previous peak set back in 1999. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on that report.
Government figures show that after more than a decade of economic growth, the longest expansion on record, Americans are earning no more than they did 20 years ago when inflation is taken into account. The Census Bureau says median household income rose just under 1% last year to roughly $63,200 when adjusted for inflation. The poverty rate fell to just under 12%. The lowest level since 2001. That improvement stems from the increased income over several years for many workers in low-wage jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and here in the U.S., were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion-dollar internet scam. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.